All right, just a thought that I had. It's a very important yesod. I'm trying to think of where I'm starting from. I'm going to start from the Mesillas Yesharim. I'll start from the Mesillas Yesharim. That'll be our basis where he talks about Menashe Mayim. Mayim is just opened up right to it. The Ramchal in Perek Zion, in the seventh Perek towards the end, I'm going to read a little bit and then we'll talk about it. It's very, very important yesod about life, about emotion, and how to stir up, how to awaken and get inspired, right? Everybody wants to be inspired and to inspire. I mean, not just to inspire somebody else, but ultimately to inspire yourself. If I could learn to access my own, right? They say emotion is, which we're going to talk about, is from the language of motion, is that if I'm able to stir myself up or stir others up to awaken, right? It's one of the things I have a little bit of a... Not so much anti, but just to bring out the point, like, you know, people waking other people up. I don't mean stealing someone's sleep and being insensitive, that for sure. But like, wake me up in the morning. Like, obviously you could have someone wake you up and you can get an alarm clock and you can have someone help you get up. But ultimately, like what's waking me up? Like, am I waking myself up? That's on a practical, physical level. Am I able to wake myself up, or do I need someone else? Label, is it okay? I assume, yeah. Thank you. So to wake yourself up, wake me up, like to have somebody else wake me up, right? I don't want to have someone wake me up. I want to be able to wake up myself, both in a literal sense and a figurative sense. Yeah, wake me up when it's all over. I don't want you to wake me up when it's all over. Don't wake me up. I want to be able to wake up myself. I want to be able to somehow be ma'urer myself, right? Ma'urer is melashon air, to be awake, air, right? Hisurus, to have hisurus. The question is, how do you do that? How does a person do that? How does a person learn to awaken himself? So the Ramchal says, hisponin oyin, and I quote, Shakmosh Azrizus who toled is islatus apnimi, came in Azrizus yevaleid haislatus. What does that mean? It means that doing something comes from being inspired. Somebody who's at rutzon. Rutzon is the lashon ruts. When you want something, you run to it. Rutzon means want, and ruts means to run. So we run tzvi here. Any Tzvi's over here? Anyone's named Tzvi here? Okay, see, Usher Tzvi, you're Usher Tzvi? What? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to teach you something about your name that I'm pretty guaranteed that you don't know, because when people have the name Tzvi, I tell them this. They're like, oh, I didn't know that. So I'm going to teach you something about your name, which probably will, in effect, teach you something about yourself. So what does Tzvi mean? Dear. Who said that? Deer. Tzvi doesn't mean deer. The reason that Tzvi is called deer is because Tzvi actually means ratzon. Tzvi means tzavi. Tzavi means to will, to want. In Anim Zmiros, if you learn Anim Zmiros, if you read Anim Zmiros, it says Tzvi in there, right? It means to what? Magdom is also, Tzvi means to want. To have ratzon. Ratz, a tzvi is called a deer because it runs. It runs fast, so it's a tzvi, to run. Because when you have zrizus, exactly. When you want something, you go do it. You do it. Someone once told me, he's actually, you know who told this to me? Shlomi Abenson. Rabbi Shlomi Abenson from in Manchester. He told this to me in Uman, many, many years ago. I don't know how many years ago it was. I remember him telling me this great Yesoi when he was younger. We were both younger. I remember him telling me, he's like, if you really want something, it's not so hard. You might have to push yourself to get to do things. But if you really want something and you're focused on your want, and you have that rut zone, then you just automatically go get it. I want to go get it. I want it. So you go get it. Okay. It might be across the ocean. It might be right on the moon. It might be wherever it is. But I want to get there. What's difficult for us sometimes is when we don't have the clarity of what we want. That's usually the problem. It's not the pshat that I don't, that it's hard for me. No, it's if I have my rut zone, then what happens is I can rut, I could run. And the Ramchal says that. He says, came in Azrizus. Now this is the key. This is what I want to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the opposite, because Mr. Sharm says it the opposite. Yes, Matas.
Say you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Again, yeah. So you're further away from the want. So you know what you want. I know what I want. That's the key. Once you focus on what you want, that'll carry you over. Like we said, I think the other day, Ratzon is also the letters Tzinar. It's a pipeline. It hooks in. You have a pipeline. You now have access to something. No, but you want something. Whatever it is that you want, we end up getting what we want. That's what we do. Whatever that might be. You're already saying, oh well, let's say my want is over here. Wherever that want is, you're gonna end up getting there. Bederech Sha'adam Rotzei. It doesn't say Bederech Sha'adam Holeich. It says Bederech, which means the way a person wants to go, he will end up getting there. You will end up getting there. It's all very much focused on the Ratzon. It's funny, because the Chiddush that I want to share is really not about a Ratzon. It's what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says, just like the Ratzon gives birth to the run, just like the will gives birth to run, so too, if you run, it'll give birth to the rut zone. So just like the internal affects the external, so too the external affects the internal. And that's what he says. Kimisha margish asma b'maisa mitzvah k'moishu memar tunasa chitzona, kein hineu goyrem shatibar boi tunasa apnimius. Unbelievable, you hear this? The question is, what happens first? Is my bed being comfortable, is that what happens first? Or my laziness makes my bed so comfortable? Now, you're not going to want to, yeah, right? That's a good quote, right? Is that my bed is really comfortable, or I'm a lazy guy, so therefore I make things very, very comfortable. So what happens first? Did I create my lack? Did I create my laziness? Or does my laziness, right? Which you don't want to hear. There's a different shir. The Ramchal says it straight out. He actually says it straight out. That fear, does fear create laziness, or laziness creates fear? Well, the Ramchal answers it, so everyone's entitled to their opinion, but no offense to anyone's opinion here, I'm going with the Ramchal. Ramchal says, laziness creates fear. How crazy is that? Laziness creates the fear. People think I'm afraid, so therefore I'm lazy. No, you're lazy, that's why you're afraid. Now that's pretty crazy. So what happens? What's the pshat? The pshat is that we want to know what happens first. Is it that my lack of rut zone? Is it my lack of rut zone? As I've said, I made this up many years ago in the old city on Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah. I made up the quote. It was with Yaakov Deitch, actually. We made it up together, right? that we were having a conversation on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year, that it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of your bed. Now, how can I say something that's such a chutzpah to say? Oh, it's so hard to get out of bed. The answer is it's not hard to get out of bed. You just put your feet on the ground. You go, okay, I'm tired. My body's tired. Right here, all the workout guys. Is it hard to work out? It is hard to work out, but it's probably harder to get under to be in the weight room and begin the process. Once you're there, it might be hard actually to lift the weights, but that's not the hardest part. It's like the Beis Medrash. It's almost like the Beis Medrash. It's not hard once you're in the, yeah, sometimes it's hard. You open up a Gemara, you open up a Chumash, you open up, it's hard. That's not the hard part. The hard part is getting there. Once you're there, it's much, much easier. So the question is, where did I go wrong? So the Ramchal says, if you have inspiration and you have want, it's easy. It's easy if you have inspiration and want. Easier. It's easier. I want it, so I'm going to go get it. It's hard when I don't have inspiration and I don't have want. Then what do? So the Ramchal says, you know what you do? You have to do something physical on the outside. You jump around. You do something. I mean, he doesn't say jump around. But look what he says. He says, Gam, Zedavar Shanison Yedo. He says like this, Hatenua Hachitsoina Meoreras. Oh, we could sing this maybe. We have a lot of singing tonight to do. Ha'ayol Tara Galafike Mayim. This is where he says, Anirtse Yoiser Bavoidis Habayri Yisparakshmo Uchefetz Halev Uchukas Neshama. What does Hashem want? Rachmana Liba Bayi. Rachmana Liba Bayi. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants my Ratzon. But what do I do? Matis, as you were saying, if I'm having trouble with my Ratzon, how do I wake up my Ratzon? How do I wake up my want? So the Ramchal says, Ma? Ma? Hachinuch. And then the chiddush, because it's twice. That's going to be my chiddush, Rabbi Widow. That's going to be my chiddush that hit me today. I'll share my chiddush in 1 second. And it's not just such a chiddush, but I think it's a little bit of a chiddush. The Ramchal says like this, Ha'adam asher ein achemda hazos lohetes bo karo. What do I do? I'm not inspired. What do I do? My one. I'm not excited. I'm not excited. I'm not passionate inside. What do I do? So where are you going to ChatGPT it? You could ChatGPT. That's a good thing to do. But I have the Ramchal right here. The Ramchal tells me what to do. No offense to ChatGPT. I was talking to someone yesterday, very parenthetical, but just, I respect ChatGPT. I don't think it's Lashon Hara to talk about ChatGPT, so I'm going to talk about it for a second. You know what? I'll show you the conversation I had. I was talking to someone. I don't get into talking when I'm a little bit on vacation. I talk a little bit about politics because I don't have time to talk politics or silly things like I'm going to talk about. But I was talking about how I don't know how many. I'm just bringing this up to say, I don't know why I'm even saying this now, but I'm going to say it. I was talking about how you guys are going to be so upset. Can we pause the recording? It's very important for you guys to know that. The information is only as good as the information you're going to feed the information. It's very important. Why did I get upset? I wasn't upset at the ChatGPT because it's bringing in something that I don't want. Because what happens is it can confuse a person. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? I only got into that to say the Ramchal. So Ramchal gives me an Eitzah. The Ramchal tells you straight with total objectivity, total... What? Yeah, I'm saying that's not for now. Right? He says, here he answers, Zak the holy Ramchal, Eitza Tova he, Sheizdara Bertzainik de Shimashech Mizesh Tevalid Bo Achenda Beteva. Says the Ramchal, do things physical externally, and the physical will awaken the internal. The external will awaken the internal. You act a certain way on the outside, it awakens who you are on the inside. And listen to what he says. He says, Yoiser Mesuro Biado Hi Achitzona Hapnimius. You hear this? What do I have control over? I don't always have control over my emotions, but I could control my physical things that I'm doing. Sometimes when a person, I think they say to be sad, to put on a sad face, someone can ChatGPT this, to put on a sad face, you use
more muscles
and more effort to have a sad face than to put a smile. As the Mishnah says, the Heavenly Mekabel is called Adam Besever Panim Yafos. What does that mean? Greet everybody. What should the Mishnah say? The Heavenly Mekabel called them, I thought, you know the pshat on this? Oh, it's the Meiri. Lama Katuv, Besever Panim Yafos. Besever, Tagid. The Heavenly Mekabel called Adam Panim Yafos. Why are you saying greet everybody Besever Panim? What's this word Sever? Yeah, exactly. What does Sever mean? Zok the Meiri, Sever is from Lashon Savur, which means that they think. So he says, Zok the Meiri, even if you're not happy, Besever Panim Yafos. You go home after a long day. Mir Tishen, this will happen to everybody. You're going to come home after a long day of work and you don't feel so happy. You don't want to come in your house and smile. You don't feel the smile anyway. Give a smile anyway. You wake up in the morning. Some people are not morning people. Some people are, and usually you marry the opposite. You're a morning person, your wife's not a morning person. You're all happy and chippery in the morning, and your wife's in a bad mood, or the opposite. Leave me alone. Some people need, it's a bad chill. That's what's going to happen. That will happen. It is a bad chill if you don't work on yourself. Life is a bad chill if you don't work on yourself. Life stinks if you don't work on yourself. If a person gives in and is waiting for all the inspiration inside of himself, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It doesn't work like that. Will you get inspiration? Yes, you will get inspired. Hashem will send you inspiration. But you got to learn how to light yourself up also. You have to learn. And the Ramchal tells us, and here's the chinuch that Rabbi Widow was saying. The chinuch says, a very important yesod, that it's not just the actions on the inside. It's the pu'ulais. It's the actions that I do on the outside. If I act happy, I might be a little bit more happy. If I dress a little bit nicer, I might feel a little bit better. Sometimes you get a haircut. Sometimes you look all spiffy. You look in the mirror. You're like, ooh, actually, I like the way I look over there. You clean yourself up. You shave. You look a certain way. Then you start feeling a certain way. And the Ramchal says that you can control. You're able to control that. You can control how you look on the outside. You can control if you jog, right? They say a depressed person is not going to be at a, I don't know how it works, working out. You can't work out. You're not going to work out if you're sad. You start working out, right? You start getting excited. You listen to heavy music. It gets you pumped up. Yeah? Right. Imagine if you didn't listen to music. So good. But you listen to music. You inspire yourself. Zakti says the chinuch. He says, Adam nifal kefi pulosav. Now here's my chiddush. Adam is nifal kefi pulosav, which you become what you act. You act a certain way, you end up becoming that way. A person wants to be more, take someone you don't like. Take somebody you don't like. Start doing chesed to that person. Give something to that person. Smile at that person. Ask that person how they're doing. Daven for that person. Do actions to the person. Sometimes with your parents. You have a difficult relationship with your parents. We speak about this all the time. We're all going back to our parents. Be macha, focus, instead of what can my parents, not to be so cliche about this, do not ask what my parents can do for me, but ask what I can do for my parents. Imagine switching that mentality. Don't ask, and it's difficult. It's very difficult. Why? Because my parents owe me, and my parents, I didn't get this childhood, and I need my mommy to this, and I need my dad to this. And I'm not invalidating feelings over here. It could be it's true. It could be you needed this from your mother. It could be you needed this from your father. I'm not going there. That's not what we're talking about. That could be true. But when you switch, you have a paradigm shift and you say, how can I help my father? How can I help my mother? What can I do to be focused on somebody else? And I do an action. I call my mother. I call my father. I reach out to my sibling. I reach out to a sibling. Sometimes we wait till a sibling reaches, especially if you're, depending on where you are in your family. If you're from the younger ones, you might be waiting for your siblings to reach out to you. If you're from the older ones, you might feel they need to honor you. I don't know. Everybody has a different story. Say, I can reach out to my siblings. What can I do? When I'm looking at myself as what can I do? And you do actions towards that. Zakta says the chinuch. The chinuch tells us, you become that. And you know what? Go look it up now. Imagine if you went to a seminar, because you could. Go to a business seminar. I'll challenge anybody to read 5 top-level business books, secular business books, because I've read a lot of business books, and they all put in one of the chapters the same thing. You want to attract. Anyone's heard of the law of attraction? That's where it comes from. The law of attraction. Yeah, are you right? What do they talk about? You manifest what you think and what you believe. Don't wait until you're there already. Don't wait until you have it there inside. Do something externally. Here's my chiddush. In this week's parsha is Pesach Sheni. Everybody knows Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is what? Pesach Sheni is those who are Tamei, those who are Derech Rechayka. They bring another Karm Pesach. Let me ask you guys, are you allowed to have chametz around on Pesach Sheni, yes or no? Yes. The answer is yes, you are. You are. So it's not really like Pesach. It's a little bit like Pesach. You eat the Karm Pesach, you eat the Pesach Sheni, you eat it with matzah and maror. Now let me ask you, one of the interesting halachas that the chinuch learns this din of you are what you act is said by where? It's said by Pesach Rishon, where you're not allowed to break the bone of the Karm Pesach. The pasuk says, "Etzem loy sishbru bay." In the first Pesach, it says, "Etzem loy sishbru bo." And on that, the chinuch says, "Why? Why can't I break the bone? Because a king doesn't put on gloves and eat, you know, chicken wings or wings or, you know, eat like that. A king leaves meat on the bone. A king acts a certain way." So therefore, don't break the bone, the etzem le'sishbubo. You break the bone, so a regular people, they go to a restaurant and they put on their gloves and they go get into the chicken, they get into the bones. Someone from England, we don't eat from the bone. You have nice, right? Maybe they'll have the gloves on, but they'll go ahead and they'll use the knife. Why? So Zak the Chinuch says the Chinuch of that. Why? He says, "Ki Adam nifal kefi pulasav, v'libay v'chol machshavosav tamid achar ma'isav shu'osav behem." You become what you do. So he says over there, "Mitoicha pulas atovas anachnu nefalim lios tovim v'zoche l'chayim ad." So I was thinking, through us doing mitzvahs, through us acting, a lot of people say, "I'm not going to put on tefillin until I understand tefillin," which is a good point. "I'm not going to keep Shabbos until I understand Shabbos. I'm not going to learn Torah until I understand Torah," I hear that. But let's say it the other way. If I put on tefillin, maybe I'll start understanding tefillin. If I start keeping Shabbos, maybe I'll understand Shabbos. If I go ahead and I start learning Torah, maybe I'll start understanding Torah. Maybe if I actually act a certain way, right? Like love. Love is a noun and a verb. People say, "I don't love that person." Well, why don't you love that person? Love means a verb. Do actions of love to the person. "I don't feel the love." You know what's going to happen? I say this to every chassan and kala. I say this in Shalom Bayashir all the time. You're going to fall. You've heard this all from me many times. You're going to fall out of love. So what are you going to do when you fall out of love? You're going to have to love. You're going to work on loving. You do actions of love. You take out the garbage. You buy your wife a present. You tell her you love her. You act a certain way. You're not going to wait till the fire gets lit from within you. You have to light the fire. Now in this week's parsha, in Pesach Sheni, Would you guys think that Pesach Sheni would also bring out the point of Etzem Leisishbru? I would say, what do I need that? What do I need the halacha of Etzem Leisishbru by Pesach Sheni? What do I need that halacha? I eat chametz. I need Etzem Leisishbru. In this week's parasha, there's another mitzvah by Pesach Sheni not to break the bone. I didn't look at the chinuch if he says it, but Mestam of the chinuch says it over here also. What's the point? I think the point's like this. Many times we do something on the outside, or we did things on the outside, and it didn't work. But I put on tefillin, and I didn't feel connected to tefillin. But I kept Shabbos, and I didn't feel connected to Shabbos. And I did this action, and it didn't work. So the answer is Pesach Sheni. Why don't you try it again? Kavi el Hashem chazak v'yamitz lebecha v'kavi el Hashem. The Sfasema says, it says, hope into Hashem, strengthen your heart, and hope to Hashem. Why does it have to say hope to Hashem again? You said hope to Hashem, strengthen your heart, and then hope to Hashem again. Why does it have to say that? Because the answer is because sometimes I hope and I pray to Hashem, and He doesn't answer me. He doesn't answer me, or I think He doesn't answer me. And then what do? I hope again, and I do it again. And He doesn't answer me. Zuck the Sfasemes, do it again. And do it again, and do it again. Do it again, and do it again, and do it again. So what that you did something and it didn't work? Try it again, maybe it'll work. It's one of my favorite songs written by a Yid, by the way. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking. It's not by Guns N' Roses. It's by they took it from the Yid, from Robert Zimmerman, yes, from Bob Dylan. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Why do I like knock, knock, knock? Because when you knock, you keep on knocking. You don't knock once. Nobody knocks once. No one goes to a door and goes like this. It's always knock, knock. You don't go to a door and go. No one's going to go. When you walk into a room, what do? Why are you knocking twice? Knock, 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 knock. And even if they don't answer the door, I'm going to knock. And I'm going to keep on knocking. I'm going to keep on knocking. Right, it's not after one ring. Knock again, knock again, knock again, knock again. So what? You tried it a year ago, it didn't work. Try it again. I tried to connect to my mother. It didn't work. Try again. I tried to connect to my father. It didn't work. Try again. You know why? Because knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. What's going to happen? You never know when the door is going to open up. You never know when the door is going to open up. And if I keep on knocking and I keep on trying, what happens is there's this, there's a good cartoon that has this where somebody's like digging and they... Right before they hit the treasure, or there's a mushel, they say, the guy's digging and digging and digging, and he hits something hard, and he's like, oh, I hit the rock. Oh, Shlomo. I hit the rock. How long were you here, Shlomo?
3 years.
3 years. Shlomo Buchholz. Right? How much minutes am I? I didn't even know Shlomo's here. I'm gonna ask him I know this is a very personal question. I'm gonna more or less do the talking for Shlomo, but I think I'm saying the truth. Shlomo, you could tell me I don't know if you would do that to me, but I think I'm saying the truth. If when you walked in here, I'd say you'd end up learning steiging all day learning in the mirror. I don't know if he would believe you. I don't know if he would stay. He would say that. You would have what? He would have laughed at me. He would have laughed at me. He would have laughed at me. So what happened? So yeah, it was easy. The answer is no, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. And you get up and you fall, and you get up and you fall. But if you stop after a month, if you stop after a year, if you stop, right? Someone asked me in marriage once, so how long does it take until you're going to get that level, whatever it was, in marriage? This is what the person asked me. I'll never forget this. We were sitting. I used to give the Shalom Bayis on Thursdays. Now, Baruch Hashem, we do it on Sundays. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, there's a big chevra. And one of the guys asked me, so how long do you think it'll take? I said, about 20 years. About 20 years. So what happens with that? About 20 years. So it's like, so I'm out. Ask somebody, how long does it take to become, to be worth a certain amount of money? How long? Okay, we're going to have some Chashava Olam here today. Yehuda Castell, Yehuda Chris. Also. See, what happens is you see Yehuda, Chris. You see Yehuda. You see Shlomo. And the natural thing is, yeah, by him it was easy. By them it was easy. It's easy. That's all the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah likes to say, I told this to someone last night, the key is to try and make things not so complicated. As far as things being hard, sometimes things are hard. But it doesn't have to be so complicated. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Try and make things, I think they say the common, one of the lines I saw many years ago, the common, the way of the common is to make that which is simple complicated. The goal is to make that which is complicated, the goal is to make that which is complicated simple. It doesn't mean it's not hard, but you have to ask yourself, I can't get up in the morning. Is that complicated or is it hard? Is it complicated or is it hard? Ask yourself, I can't stop doing this certain thing. Is that because it's complicated or maybe it's just hard? If it's complicated, I would challenge yourself on that. Why is it complicated? Okay, you might have some heavy trauma. You might have to do good. I'm not chas v'shalom. I'm not saying that it's not allowed to be complicated. But I'm just saying, make a difference. Is it complicated or it's difficult for me? Am I waiting for something? Or I'm just maybe a little bit lazier than I think I am. Maybe I'm lazier more than I think I am. And I think maybe the mitzvah of etzem le'sishbru, this is my chiddush. You hear Reuven Yoni, you hear the chiddush. I think the chiddush of etzem le'sishbru, Pesach Sheni, is coming to tell me just because Adam nifal kafi pulaysav, just because it didn't work the first time around, doesn't mean it's not going to work the second time around. Just because it didn't work the second time around doesn't mean it's not going to work the third time around. Just because it didn't work the third time around doesn't mean it's not going to work the fourth time around. You keep on going. The tzaddikim say a patch mir and a patch dir. The ikar is the last the patch. What does that mean? The Yetzihara gives a patch like this. You give a patch like this. He fights you like this. He fights you like that. He gets you like this. He gets you like that. The main thing is who gets the last shot in. Keep on going, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. What, because you're 21 years old, because you're 24 years old, because you're 19 years old, and things haven't worked out for you, you're gonna throw in the towel now? If you're 95 years old and you tell me that, I might say, I hear. 95 years, it didn't work out. I would throw in the towel, maybe. You're 19, I know, not even. But I'm just saying, I could hear that. But a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, Reb Shia, Reb Shia is in his early 50s probably, right? Kenainara. It's not how old you are. It's you can have an 18-year-old, right? And I'm gonna get a little sharp over here. It's okay. It's the end of this month. You can have an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old who acts like a 90-year-old. Think of the areas that you act like a 9-year-old. And you can have a 9-year-old who acts like an 18-year-old. So how old are you really? How old are you really? And it's not complicated. It might be hard. It might be hard. And I'm talking to myself as the leader of the laziness. I'm not saying that I don't have the stuff that I'm lazy in. We all have the stuff that we're lazy in. We all have the stuff, but it's easier to get out of your bed than it is to get out of your head. There's no question about it. Easier to get out of bed. It's not as hard as you think it is to do those things. And when you start acting a certain way and you start doing certain things, I say this with Hilchos Lashon Hara. Mamish Rabbi Akiva. Baruch Hashem, I didn't like to speak Lashon Hara before, Bli Ayin Hara, Baruch Hashem. I grew up in a home where my parents didn't speak Lashon Hara, they didn't like speaking Lashon Hara. You start learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara, it gets deeper and deeper. How does that happen? What, right away overnight you become a person who doesn't speak about other people? No. You learn a halacha today. You learn another halacha. You learn another halacha. That's how a great marriage. How do you think a great marriage happens? Oh, because we fell in love and we're in love. Never happened. Net meaning people fall in love. That's not what keeps you in love. That's not what will continue to keep you in love, is the fact that you fell in love. It's constantly working on the relationship. I'm constantly working on my relationship. I'm constantly working on my relationship. That's the way it works. When a person learns. When a person learns to do little things, keeps on doing little things, you learn a halacha every day, suddenly you start being more sensitive. You learn Torah, you learn one word. You learn a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You go to yeshiva, you come to a shir, you come to another shir. You start a little bit. Rabbi Akiva drips. Adam nifal kapi pulaisov, even in Pesach Sheni. Even if it didn't work the first time, I guarantee you. I saw yesterday, by the way, I went to Aishas Rabbi Akiva. I don't know if I have to look up the, I think it's an Avos to Reb Nosson. It said over there on the wall that she gave it to Rabbi Akiva. If that's true, I like that a lot. It said on the wall that she gave the rock. They saw it. We have to look it up. That Aishas, Rachel, Aishas Rabbi Akiva, was Machazik Rabbi Akiva to go ahead and do it. That's what it said. It said that on the... So it was saying how she was the one who was machazik him to do it. We have to look that up. But what's the pshat? The pshat is we all need people in our lives to remind us. So you didn't do it till now. So you tried and you failed. So keep on trying and keep on failing. Keep on trying and keep on failing. Knock, 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 knock. Keep on knocking because that door will open up. It will open up. Even Pesach Sheni. Okay, let's enjoy, everyone. Let's enjoy. Hilchos Lashon Hara Nisano.
Hello. It is forbidden. It is forbidden to talk Lashon Hara about children. This is an area of Lashon Hara in which people are not aware of. People think that since children are young, it is permitted to talk about them. However, behavior which is considered age appropriate for that child is permissible to relay. For example, our 2-year-old neighbor throws tantrums whenever she wants something. Such a statement would be permissible. However, there's an exception to this rule. If as a result of discussing a child's negative behavior, even if it is age appropriate, you will cause the child harm, then it is forbidden. Thank you.